out of sight. That's the Cucalacata Quartet, and that was entitled, and I know you can barely hear my ass, so let me just check out some VU meter shit here, make sure we're okay. This is our pre-show, by the way. This is not the show. All right, I guess just need to jack the earphones up here because everything looks like it's modulating good. Headphone levels, by the way, are for shit. Absolutely for shit. Can't hear a goddamn thing. Everything's turned all the way over. Can't hear a fucking thing. This is a piece of shit setup, sports fans. Unreal, man. Maybe I need to just jack some testing. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Hi, this is Phil. Maybe that's better. But you guys will hear behind me the ocean. Of course, the acoustics in this room are not the greatest in the world. And I do have the microphone sort of set at an angle, so maybe I need to fucking... Whoops. Let me do this. Let me do this. Hello. Lana Utahaka Hookie Tiki Kuku Kuku and the Kuku 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 Choo. Testing 1, 2, test. All right, well, all right. Testing 1, 2, test. 1, test, test, test. Hi, it's Phil. And welcome. We're in Hawaii. We're doing a regular podcast equipment because we decided that the iPhone blows duck. Okay, man. Let me do this. Oh, dude, that's where it's at. See right there. All these years, I didn't know what I was doing. This is par for the course for the kid here. Par. Still popping peas, man. I don't know what. Pop. Popping peas, daddy-o. Test 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. All right.
Well, Phil, Frank and I decided to come over because we felt that your show already sucks ass. This much we do know.
What's going on over here? Yeah, man, I got some wild shit going on. Yeah, see, that's the bed over here, I think. What is that? Oh, I know what it is. It's the alcove. You know what that thing is? Mm-hmm. It's reflecting the alcove.
Weird.
In the back, behind the bed.
It's the alcove.
Yeah, it, you know that...
I know.
Little... Yeah. I'm being very... Okay, there's an alcove. There's an alcove behind
I'm
the
bed. Being a dick,
okay. What is this? Now we got a whole thing going on here. This is really, really interesting. These lights just do all kinds of crazy things, you know. You don't want them to do... All right, good, man. Okay, good. I can hang with that, man. We got a few minutes here. All right. All right. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Stop recording. All right. One of the things I'm going to do here is, do we have, perchance, let me see, down in the DM, man, Old England. A bunch of Christmas music here.
Christmas Day, and I'm going to be utilizing my priesterly powers. Hold on, I have to take a drink. Is it alcoholic? Yes, it is. Do I need it? No, I don't. Is it necessary? No, it isn't. But yet, do I have the right? Yes, I do have the right to drink the alcoholic beverages here in Elcott, the next step.
Yeah, well, god damn, what a fucking bullshit system, man. Whoever came up with this was not a broadcaster. Fuck.
Yeah. La da hoo da ha da hee.
Oh, babe, I don't know, honey. It's like, at this point, I'm wondering. Yeah, that's good. Thank you, though. That'll work, yeah.
What a joke.
It's just so, it's like every motherfucker who does a podcast in his garage has got this shit.
I am Phil Hendry. I should not have to deal with this. Why am I continually assaulted in terms of my ego, as well as my, whatever.
Anus,
did you say?
I've
been salted in the anus. Good God, woman. All right.
It happened to me. It's not my problem.
Ooh! She's a cute one, this little girl. This Lauren is a cutie.
Oh, God,
cutie.
I forgot you're recording something. Sorry.
She's a cutie poo. She's just said all kinds of compromising quasi-sexual things. Quasi-sexual things. You see... She's going out the back door now. Get her! Don't let her get away! I'm gonna kick your ass. You're a cutie.
Can you see me?
Yes, I did.
I thought I might be amazing.
We saw your blonde hair going woo!
Yeah.
Hither and thither. Here's to your ancestors.
I won't do that again, don't
worry. No, I don't. I think you should do it, honey. I think it's definitely going to liven this shit up that we're doing here. Well, I wish I was a raconteur like, or a raconteur like, a Gore Vidal or a Spalding Gray. I was going to say Spalding Gray.
Spalding Gray.
Spalding Gray or Gray. Perhaps, who? What's the company that, or AMF? AMF Gray. Can you believe that AMF at one time owned Harley Davidson?
I'm not sure who AMF is. I keep thinking bowling.
Yeah, they at one
they
time they
bowling?
Owned Harley. Yeah, they owned Harley Davidson though.
Wow.
I mean, what are we? What has come into this?
I mean, what?
And I'm pretty sure. Or I could be wrong. AMF. Now. Harley Davidson is probably one of the, you know, the quintessential American companies.
Yeah.
But AMF, if I'm not mistaken, is held principally by, well, I'm fucking around, you guys. I just do that to make the Trump fans paranoid, you know. I saw a quote today from Adolf Hitler. I walk with the assurance of a sleepwalker, is what he said. And
who said that?
Adolf Hitler. With the guidance of Providence, I walk with the assurance of a sleepwalker.
Wow.
Meaning, you know, he just know.
Yeah.
And then I saw Trump's quote, which was, I have made millions on my instinct, vision and instinct. And you hate him? Oh, I'm not saying Trump's Hitler. No. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that. See, I think Trump essentially is politically extremely fucking naive. I think he's a brilliant businessman, but I think when you get into politics, you get into the study of societies, you get into the study of, you know, countries and how they're made and how they are unmade. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump is as dumb as any average citizen, and that's why he has a lot of average citizens on his side. He also utilizes something that's quite frightening. He uses that mob mentality. You know, when he had that guy beat up at his rally, that's straight out of the fucking Nazis' playbook. That's straight out of their fucking playbook. You know, so the way you combat Nazis is you fight fire with fire with Nazis. If they want to bring it, you have to bring it. They want to be violent, you have to be violent back. That's all there is to it. If they want to fucking start flashing their motherfucking guns, that's the lesson that was learned the hard way by the people who were their victims. So, all right.
If it's up to you, we won't have guns anymore.
If it was up to you, Henry, you wouldn't have guns. Yeah. You need some more guns? Well, why don't you run out and get some more fucking guns? I don't give a shit. Go get all the guns you fucking need, you know? Get tons and tons of guns. Stack them up to the fucking ceiling.
Guns, glorious guns.
Guns, glorious guns.
Dun,
lead and plastic. I buy lead with my plastic. All right. Guns, glorious guns. Buying lead with my plastic. That's how you kill Nazis. You don't fuck around. You don't try to reason. Nazis, there's no reasoning with them. And there won't be any reasoning with a guy like Trump. Trump will get the mob. He will insult. He'll throw on the personal insults. He'll do everything but be reasonable. He will not negotiate. Donald Trump thinks he's a negotiator. Donald Trump is comfortable in the nice world of negotiation. He's not familiar with the political sphere at all. So the first thing he resorts to is personal insult and threat. That's where he uses the mob mentality. So understand, if Donald Trump brings that shit, to the degree that he brings it, it has to be responded in the same degree. So if they want to start beating people up, then some of those motherfuckers need to have their asses fucking beat in. And if it gets bad enough, then the American people, the people in the middle, will fucking wake the fucking bitch up. The America needs to wake up, but not to what Donald Trump thinks he needs. He thinks they need to wake up to his line of bullshit. They need to wake up to him and pieces of shit like him. They need to wake up to Ted Cruz and psychopathic pieces of shit like him. And quit being a bunch of motherfucking chicken shits. Wave the flag. And if these bitches want to pick up guns, pick up a fucking gun. They want to make you, a fellow American, an enemy, which is what they're doing. Then you make them the enemy, okay? We're here to save a country from Nazis. Nazis. Fucking not. And that goddamn Ann Coulter, you gotta be kidding me, man. That fucking cunt, I let that woman into my fucking studio. I'm telling you right now, Ann Coulter is a old school piece of shit fucking Eva Braun motherfucking Nazi cunt. That's it. Okay, and all of her bullshit aside, you know, Ann Coulter is Donald Trump's Joseph Goebbels. She's got every line of bullshit known to man. She can bring it. She can throw that shit with the best of them. She has a little bit of panache. She's got some education. She fucking hates. She hates minority America. And she despises anything that has anything to do with rolling this country forward into the future. She wants to hang on to the good old Herbert Hoover past, man. That bitch. She ain't even about Ronald Reagan. That bitch is all about whatever the fuck she grew up in. Eisenhower and the like. All right, man. Are we ready to go here? Maybe I'll just fucking talk this shit all show. Maybe I'll just... Live from beautiful Kauai, Hawaii. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Oh, I know what I wanted to do. One minute, bitches. I'm going to start the show with, but it'll be something. It'll be something. That's for true, man. That's for true. I guess it would be traditional would be to start with the... I think this would be groovy. Live from Hawaii. That ought to do it, yeah. All right, man, are we ready? 10 seconds, 12 seconds, 60 seconds, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.